Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the most important Islamic concepts and teachings. I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Brother Alavian. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Alavian, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about different degrees that are considered for our soul or for the perfection of the soul. In fact, in Islamic teachings, there are some maratib, some degrees or levels considered for the perfection of the soul. And there are some levels, in fact, considered for our nafs. In fact, we have different souls that command us or lead us or deviate us from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for today, we want to talk about those maratib. Brother Alavian, first of all, give us the definition of maratib and nafs. What are they exactly and how many are they?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Well, in mystical and ethical teachings, in Islamic branches of knowledge, there are some stages or levels of nafs. So does it mean that nafs has some levels? Or we have different kinds of nafs for a person, different kinds of souls, and any of these titles that we're using is for one of them, and all of these titles that we are going to talk about today are going to be in a person, or no, they are the stages that in every stage we can call the nafs or the soul of the person or the soul of the human being, actually entitle it with one title.
Yes.
So I think the second one is what we are going to talk about.
So we have one nafs.
So the nafs is basically one.
But different degrees.
Different levels in, towards the perfection that it takes in order to actually find itself in the most perfected level. So it starts with nafs al-ammara. Ammara is the kind of nafs that is from the levels, the lower levels of nafs that orders the person towards badness, or actually guides him or leads him towards badness. After this level of nafs al-ammara is nafs al-musawwala, that actually deceives a human being by what? By postponing the repentance. So this is the second level.
Musawwala. So you repent and you break your repentance.
Yeah, or you actually don't have this mood or this actually goodness, or you are not in the mood of going towards repentance. You say, you always say, okay, we have still time, so I'm still
young. This nafs, I think, is very much active among the religious people, isn't
it? Yeah, so we still have time till the end of my life, so I'll find this opportunity to repent. And
let's repent and break the repentance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next one is the nafs al-lawama. What is this nafs? This nafs, this level of nafs is the one that warns the person for whatever bad he commits. So this is good to be actually revived in the existence of a person. Mm-hmm. While we have committed a bad thing, committed a bad action.
All right.
So it comes to us, okay, consider, you made a bad work. You actually acted a bad thing.
All right.
So this nafs, in case it gets revived in the human being, there is a hope of, inshallah, prosperity in the person, or the salvation in the person.
This is like the ethical consciousness or the power inside.
Ethical consciousness,
which blocks you from or prevents you from doing wrong. That's right, okay?
Yeah.
Nafs al-lawwama.
The next is the next level, or the next stage of nafs is mulhama.
Mulhama
means that something has been inspired to you. Something from the light of Allah's existence.
Right.
From the blessings of Allah gets inspired to you. So one level higher than the lawama, when you have been criticizing yourself, so now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will understand you that, okay, you are not the one who's constantly emphasizing on doing a bad thing.
All right.
Right? So you have came one level higher than the previous one. Mm-hmm. So you are actually becoming like a mirror, receiver of the lights of Allah's blessings.
All right.
And the next level of nafs is mutma'inna, or the higher level of nafs is mutma'inna. That the nafs, or the person, becomes satisfied with whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, Allah is satisfied with whatever this nafs is doing.
Okay.
So these are the, I mean, main levels that are known. Degrees. Some call them three levels. Some scholars call them in three levels of Ammara.
Lawama
and Mutma'inna.
That's right.
The other, there are other actually schools, or there are others, Irfani or mystical schools, that they actually made them five categories. Right. Okay. They added Musawwala and Mulhama as well.
All right. That's right.
But what is the highest, and what is quite certain is the highest level is Mutma'inna. And the lowest one is Ammara.
That's right.
That invites us towards badness, but the highest one actually is the one that we find the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. So, Sheikh Rouhani, these are all different shades of the same color, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
And there is one nafs, isn't it? But based on that, it could get different, many colors, whether from the satanic temptations or godly divinity and divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every day, I think people somehow are being affected by these shades of their soul, whether consciously or unconsciously, am I right? I mean, they do not name it as Lawwama, for example. Now, right now, I'm at the state of Mutma'inna or Lawwama or Ammara. But every day, they are experiencing it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, of course. You know, soul, which is termed as ruh also in the Quranic terminology, it is a very complicated creature. When the people ask the Prophet ﷺ about ruh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet that قُلْ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. It means that even the Prophet cannot explain completely, comprehensively, the existence and the essence and the nature of soul and ruh. But what we see from this nafs and soul are the different manifestations of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a multi-dimensional kind of creature that, as you rightly mentioned, sometimes we see that it manifests itself in a way that the people call it an-nafsu al-ammaratun bisu.
All right.
Sometimes we see another manifestation of this soul, which is termed as, for example, nafsul lawam musawwila or lawama,
yes,
or mulhama.
Yes.
Or, for example, al-mutma'inna.
Mm-hmm.
The question is that, is there a kind of order that first, for example, we have nafsul ammara, then we enhance and we achieve the higher level, then we go to the level of nafsul, for example.
Okay.
Musawwila and then nafsul, let's say lawama and then mulhama.
Right.
Is there a kind of chronological kind
that's
of
right.
order?
Yes.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody would have these different sort of manifestations of his soul. For example, in the morning you would experience, for example, nafsul ammara.
Uh-huh.
But later you might experience nafsul lawama.
So there are different doors,
yes,
to your,
yes,
nafs, isn't,
yes,
it?
Of course.
It's not like, for example, level.
Yeah, as I said, because it is so much complicated, our creation is so much complicated.
All right.
But what we see is this, that we apparently see these sort of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But then the ulama of akhlaq, the ulama of, let's say, mysticism, they try to make a kind of way towards perfection, saying,
mm-hmm,
that, for example, you have to try your best to stay away from nafs al-ammara.
Right.
Try to, for example, stay away from nafs al-musawwila.
Right.
Try to enhance, for example, your nafs in terms of ilhamat al-ishraqiyat, which is called mulhama,
yes,
for example, and then, for example, nafs al-mutma'inna. Try to make it stable. For example, through a kind of riyadah, through a kind of practices, through a kind of self-refrainments.
Mm-hmm.
Try to improve and empower, for example, nafsul mulhama or nafsul mutma'inna, for example.
That's right.
So this kind of nafs should be strengthened,
mm-hmm,
by your practices, by the obeying Sharia law, following Sharia law, being careful, being cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of the day, you would achieve a kind of better level of these manifestations.
That's right.
You would control yourself and you would reach to the level of al-mulhama, or,
that's
for
right,
example, maybe mutma'inna.
All right.
This is what we should achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But it means that everybody would have this capacity,
mm-hmm,
this capability to achieve these levels, but of course under the supervision or mastership of a master, a teacher like prophets, imams, or the purified souls, or the very experienced, let's say, figures who have achieved these levels.
That's all right.
I IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
In Ayah 28 of Surah Al-Fajr, we read, "Return to your Lord pleased and pleasing." Al-Raziya wal-Marziya, isn't it? Raziyat al-Marziya is used for... Is this referring to Nafs al-Mutma'inna?
Definitely, yes.
And this ayah has been always explained in commemoration of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Exactly. Well, as we said earlier, the level of Mutma'inna, that is tranquil nafs, is a level that you find the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the servant and the pleasure of the servant from Allah and his Lord. So this is a sort of mutual relation. So radiya and maradiya. Ya ayyatu an-nafs al-mutmainna irja'i ila rabbik radiyatan maradiya.
This is,
I mean, the nafs could reach to a level that he himself, I mean the person, the owner, like Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him. And he is also pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he is in the midst of calamities and he's being sacrificing himself, and I mean the hardship or the torture that has come to Imam alayhi salam is not a small one, because I mean missing 18 people of your own family in some very few hours in front of your eyes. So, but at the same time, you see nothing except beauty. So this is the level that these righteous people reach. So
we talked about haqqul yaqeen.
Yeah.
The type of certainty, and here nafsul mutma'inna.
Definitely.
The trustworthy one.
That's so this haqqul yaqeen, this person has reached this level of haqqul yaqeen. So whatever he sees is the one, I mean, his manifestation of Allah's names and attributes. So when we see a person like Imam al-Husayn is... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is radiya from him, that is, he's very pleased with his action. And he's also very happy that Allah gave him this chance to show himself off. I mean, in this way, that he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to win. That is, he said, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see me in such a way.
All right.
So this, I mean, this is a sort of mutual relation between the creator and the created. And it's sort of, I mean, love relation that cannot be understood even by words. It needs to be, I mean, understood by hearts rather than the words.
And this conflict is going on every day and every moment of our life, Sheikh Rouhani.
Yes,
in fact,
course.
In any moment of our life, the people find this conflict of whether am I going to be led to the right path or the wrong path, okay? And Satan in this camp is also active. What should we do in order to be away from such conflict? Is it possible to be away from such conflicts?
There are some solutions given by the scholars and ulama. For example, some of them says that every day, as you rightly mentioned, every day you might be receiving these kind of deceptions or temptations from Satan. Satanic temptations are always there. It says that, for example, every day when you wake up early in the morning, you should promise yourself that, okay, in this day, I will try my best to stay away from backbiting, for example.
That's right. Okay, very
good. So this is called musharata technically.
Yes.
Musharata means that you promise yourself, put this condition on yourself, that, okay, today I will try my best not to backbite, for example, not to lie, for example. And during the day, you have to practice muraqaba. You have to be always, every moment, you have to be careful and cautious that, am I fulfilling that promise that I promised myself in the morning?
To be self-cautious,
when I woke up,
that's
yes.
Right. Okay.
So, and at the end of the day, when you go to bed, you have to do muhasaba. You have to evaluate and assess yourself. Did I fulfill those promises that I gave myself in the morning?
Very good.
If you do it every day, for example, when you wake up in the morning, say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah that you gave me another day.
All right.
And I have this day as a golden opportunity to achieve some perfections, for example, in this day. So I will promise myself to do these certain things in this day. Then during the day, while you're working, doing your job, busy with each and everything, try to be cautious, mindful and careful that to perform that. Let's say promise and fulfill it.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, when you go to the bed, just count all those things that you did in that day. And if you made some wrong things, absolutely you have to repent.
That's right.
You have to do istighfar. If you performed all those things, observed them very perfectly, you have to be thankful. Say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Oh God, bless me with another day that I would be, inshallah, better in the next day. So this way, the ulama says that if you practice it for a while, for some 40 days, 1 month or 2 months, then you will achieve very good achievements in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the level of nafs mulhama or nafs mutmainna, inshallah ta'ala.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Alavian, for a nice elaboration regarding Maratib al-Nafs. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.